Welcome back to the Florida History Podcast. I'm Carter Krishnire. This week, we're going to continue our look at Florida forts, travel a little further north in northeast Florida from the St. Augustine area. We've obviously been in Fort Caroline, which was in Jacksonville, to Fort San Carlos, which is in Nassau County, or was in Nassau County. From the founding of Georgia, the Georgia colony by James Oglethorpe in 1733 until 1818, you had almost constant back and forth and conflict around along the Florida-Georgia border, along the St. Mary's River. And so Nassau County, what is now Nassau County, would be front and center in that. You had the 1740 invasion of Florida by James Oglethorpe and Georgia, representing the British, whereas Spain at the time governed Florida. You had the counter-offensive, where the Spanish were defeated at Fort Frederica, which is on St. Simon's Island, near present-day Brunswick, Georgia, just a little north of the Florida-Georgia line. And then you had, obviously, the defeat of the British later that year in 1742 at Fort Matanzas, which we've already discussed, which was the entry to the Matanzas Channel south of St. Augustine, about 18 miles south of St. Augustine, what is now Flagler County. Although I've been told by some listeners that it's actually in St. John's County. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure. When I've gone from Palm Coast, so I assumed it was in Flagler County, crossed the intercoastal, and went up the coast from Flagler, but perhaps it is actually in St. John's County. In any event, it's 18 miles south of St. Augustine. And then, as we've discussed before, you had two battles in the American Revolution fought in northeast Florida. The Battle of Thomas Creek, which was fought in what is now Duval County, about 3 miles or so north of where Jacksonville International Airport is today. That was the deepest penetration of American forces or Patriot forces into East Florida, which had stayed loyal to the British crown, an invasion from Georgia. And then the much larger Battle of Alligator Creek, which is Alligator Creek Bridge, which is actually in Nassau County, present-day Nassau County, not far from Callahan. Now, throughout the Revolutionary War, you had raiding going on along the Florida-Georgia border, which at that point was a border between the Patriot, unrecognized but declared independent nation that would eventually become the United States of America, the United Colonies, as they were called, and East Florida, which was a British colony. Back and forth raiding, the East Florida Raiders, East Florida Rangers, excuse me, led by Colonel Brown, Thomas Brown, they wreaked havoc on southern Georgia with pretty consistent raids. Brown had a force of a mixed force of British regulars and Native Americans that he had worked with and armed, mostly Seminole, and some African American runaway slaves. Brown himself had been a plantation owner, but he was more than anxious. I mean, in fact, he fought with some of the governing authorities in East Florida, including Governor Patrick Tonin, to arm blacks, runaway slaves. Brown someone who had fled himself from Georgia, had been tarred and feathered, had been attacked by the Patriots and the Sons of Liberty. He was willing to make an alliance and arm anyone who was who shared his dislike of the Patriots. So a lot of raiding in southern Georgia. In fact, at one point, the East Florida Rangers raided and effectively sacked Augusta and got within about 20 miles of Savannah. So they were very successful. And throughout the course of the war, the area that was Nassau County was a target for the Continental Army because they actually wanted to capture St. Augustine, right? They made multiple invasion attempts of East Florida. I think all told, they tried to invade or attack East Florida 5 different times. It was very much on General Washington's mind, but they had no success. And so that area held without a fort. But when Spain reacquired Florida in 1784, the area saw a little more action, the area in Nassau County. The British loyalists that then departed Florida, a lot of them, many of them had left from St. Augustine, but others left from the mouth of the St. John's River, the St. John's Bluff area, as it was known then. There had been a colonial settlement, a British colonial settlement on the St. John's River, actually not far from where Fort Caroline is, the Fort Caroline National Memorial is today. And then from the port at what is now Fernandina Beach, right? The Cumberland Sound had been an disembarking point. A lot of loyalists who had fled to Florida. This is something I've written extensively about, in my book, Florida and the American Revolution. East Florida's population swelled up from about 5,000 before the Revolutionary War to upwards of 22,000, maybe. They're all estimates, but 22,000, maybe even 25,000 by the end of the war, as Tory loyalists fled from South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, even some from as far away as Virginia, into East Florida, and St. Augustine's population swelled in that period. Before I move on, I should mention that I had talked about the raids of Thomas Brown and the East Florida Rangers on the British behalf into southern Georgia. The Patriot raids, while I mentioned they were defeated at the Battle of Alligator Creek Bridge, which is in present-day Nassau County near Callahan and Thomas Creek, there was enough raiding right across the border that Amelia Island, the Amelia Island plantation, the area that had been assigned for a plantation by the British, was depopulated because of the American raids, or the Patriot raids, however you want to characterize the Revolutionary War forces that became the United States of America. So the area is depopulated, but the Spanish decide they're going to build a town again there, which is the town of Fernandina Beach, Fernandina Township, as it was then. Now, first, there was a incursion in 1795 by Americans who were claiming to be sympathetic with the French Revolution, and they decided to attack the Spanish garrison that was stationed on Amelia Island at the border. Colonel Howard, Charles Howard, of the Spanish military force at Amelia Island found that the rebels were flying the French flag. And again, this was in sympathy with the French Revolution. Spanish force did come up from St. Augustine, sailed up Sisters Creek and the Nassau River, attacked them, and the rebels fled back over to Georgia. But this is going to be a constant theme in the area. So the Spanish decided that they were going to build a fort on the Amelia River to protect the Fernandina Township that they were building. And things got more complicated when the Americans, and this is something we've talked about before, the Patriots War, when the Americans decided to invade under General George Matthews with, again, this has been a subject we've hit on the podcast a lot. I believe, based on my reading, with the approval of President Madison and Secretary of State James Monroe. Now, the official account, the defense of the Madison administration and of Monroe, who would, of course, become president after, is that they had raised a force, but they had not given Matthews approval to invade Florida, East Florida. But in fact, my reading of the record is that they did. And so there were American regulars that were part of this invasion. There were American volunteers and privateers, etc. Now, those you can classify a little different in militia, Georgia militia, but there were United States regulars who took part in this invasion. President Madison had a plan to annex East Florida, just like they had created problems in West Florida, and they'd taken away pieces of West Florida in 1810 and 1813, which are now part of the states of Mississippi and Georgia, Mississippi and Alabama, by the way, and some as part of Louisiana. So Florida was actually being dismembered. so much of United States policy in the early 1800s was based around wanting to conquer Florida. We've done a whole podcast series on Andrew Jackson. For whatever reason, in the historical record, there are many American historians that don't seem to realize that this was a major facet of American policy, was the conquest of Florida. It wasn't just move west. It was move south, conquer Florida, get the Spanish out of there, get the British out of there. The Spanish, Spain is aligned with Britain at this time, as I think we've talked about repeatedly. So the entire area is destabilized at this point. Spain is becoming weaker. We know there are revolutions going on in Latin America. The Napoleonic Wars they're coming to an end, but they're going on in Europe. And Fort San Carlos is built and is finished in 1816. And Fernandina is very, very vulnerable and is an inviting target. And in fact, it saw action right away. General George MacGregor was commissioned by rebels in Latin America who were fighting the Spanish, and was financed by American backers, American financial interests. He led an army of about 200 men, which he had recruited in Charleston and Savannah, a lot of War of 1812 veterans, and they crossed the border into Florida, and there was a battle at Fort San Carlos. And what ended up happening is the Spanish were defeated, and the Republic of the Floridas was declared. They had a flag, which was a green cross. And now in possession at this point of the town of Fernandina, General MacGregor wanted to make it look like they had a legitimate government. And he was expecting the Spanish to raise more military, bring them up from St. Augustine, and create a fighting force. So he needed to recruit more fighters to fight this potential fighting force coming from the rest of East Florida. MacGregor, at this point, is still in possession of Fort San Carlos. And incredibly, he had lieutenants Jared Irvin and Rugel Hubbard, who were able to repel in early September a reinforced Spanish army that came up from St. Augustine. In fact, the Republic of the Floridas army held off the Spanish. The guns of Fort San Carlos, which were on the river bluff of the Amelia River, and those of the ship called the St. Joseph, and the armed schooner Jupiter that had come in with some of the reinforcements that MacGregor had commissioned, were able to defeat the Spanish, kill a couple Spanish soldiers, and they withdrew. However, 4 days later, French privateer Louis Arrey, who had been an ally of MacGregor's in some of the adventurism that had gone on in South America and the revolutions against the Spanish, sailed into Fernandina Harbor in his boat. In fact, he was a pirate. Privateer is a term we use a lot, but it's also a term that maybe masks the piracy aspect of some of these folks. Ari sailed in. McGregor at this point had gone to the Bahamas for purposes of trying to raise some more money and raise an army. So Ari marched in to the fort, demanded concessions of Hubbard and Irwin, who were both short of troops and funds. They had just fought this battle against the Spanish. And Ore wanted to take control. And so he didn't give them money. He didn't help them. He ended up taking control of the civil and military government. The U.S. interference at this point really upset the Spanish, but we know that they end up ceding Florida anyway a few years later, and they never gained control of the fort. Fort San Carlos fell away. It was occupied by local militia during the Civil War. So local militia from Nassau County, from Fernandina Beach area, Confederates, obviously. And the U.S. used it a little bit during the Spanish-American War, but most of the fort has disappeared. I was recently in Fernandina Beach, and it's somewhat like Fort Mosse, right? It's very kind of an empty, and like Fort Mosse is on the river, right? Fort Mosse is on the Matanzas River, and Fort San Carlos is on the Amelia River, but it's kind of just an empty area with nothing left. And the U.S. abandoned the fort, and it's a state historic park now. So that is Fort San Carlos. Next week, we're going to discuss Fort Clinch, which is also on Amelia Island, also in the Fernandina Beach area, and is a much more impressive structure today. That is also a state park, but a much more impressive one. Thank you for listening.